96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Time for the Reporters Roundtable. We have really fascinating topics tonight, and they include the gone viral social media beef between boxing champ Floyd Mayweather and hip-hop champ 50 Cent, the latest on the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, Missouri, and President Obama considering targeting terrorists in Syria. My guests are reporter James Wright with the Afro-American Newspapers, Lauren Burke, managing editor with Politics365.com, and Barrington Salmon with the Washington Informer newspaper. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay. First of all, James, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you could join us. Let's get right into this, dare I say, craziness between 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather. Quick background. We all know about the ALS bucket challenge and this thing that this dust up between 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather over the apparent apparent inability to read. Well, as it turns out, you know, it seems that he can, but the issue was that 50 Cent challenged him to read an entire page from a Harry Potter book out loud without error. And if he were able to do that, then 50 Cent would donate $750,000 to a charity of Floyd Mayweather's choosing. We could talk about the reading, we're not. We could talk about, you know, the Harry Potter piece, we're not. I can't read a page of Harry Potter because she, you know, the author, she just makes up all of those words, you know. But here's the deal. Are we still getting to a point now where grown men are beefing, arguing, just like kids on an elementary school playground on social media? This back and forth, this back and forth. The stuff has gone viral. What's going on here, Lauren?
Well, when you have two millionaires that have too much time on their hands, sure you have two grown men arguing on social media. Because what else are you to do? One is a boxer, one is a rapper. That's very nice. We got problems in Ferguson. We got problems of poverty in this country. We've got 50 million people in poverty. One out of every seven Americans. And these two guys want to waste their time and our time on their nonsense. So, yeah, in a country where we do have this huge wealth gap, we have entertainers that can't find much to do, apparently, we do have a story like this. That's right.
But here's my question, because obviously it's not just these two guys. And it seems to me that this is just an extension of the rap beefs that we saw on music during the 1980s and the 1990s. Golly, isn't it time to grow up?
You know, I just thought about it, and I was wondering, is it something that's manufactured? Mm-hmm. Because it keeps them in the news, which is important. It keeps them, I guess, current.
But why does Floyd Mayweather need to stay in the news? All he's got to do is just knock somebody out again.
Yeah, but he's always on social media showing people how much money he has, mm-hmm, and all that stuff. So he has a need to be seen. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's just something that they just made up just to pass the time.
James?
You know what really bothers me about this is that 50 Cent wants Floyd Mayweather to read a page out of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I mean, what about Richard Wright? What about Maya Angelou? What about Toni Morrison? He wants to read something out of Harry Potter where some lady made a buku bucks in England writing about some little, you know, white kid riding around proclaiming to be a witch. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A wizard.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Let's get the gender
right. But the
right
books
here.
Are good.
But the thing is that, you know, don't we have anything, like Lauren said, better to do? I mean, these two guys, a few years ago, 50 Cent was on the front page of, on the cover of Black Enterprise about his entrepreneurial pursuits. And the same thing with Floyd Mayweather. He was on the front, the cover about 3 months ago, well, 4 months ago, on Black Enterprise. I mean, come on, guys. We got better things to do.
But I think this issue isn't, again, as I said, not just about the two of them. The thing that I find really disturbing is that can't we just grow up and not constantly jab at each other? If this isn't manufactured as Barrington has suggested, that, you know, because we see it with the housewives, the back and forth bickering. We see it with other kinds of entertainers. And I know that, you know, some could say that, you know, Twitter is the modern smoke signal.
We're living in a time where people are appealing to the lowest common denominator.
Right.
Whatever's the most crude, this whole notion of people fighting and scrapping and all that stuff, that makes money. I believe that if this wasn't a celebrity-driven society and people ignored them, they'd just go away.
Exactly right. This is the Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian era of culture right now, where you're famous for being famous. You're not necessarily famous for having any talent. Mm-hmm. At least these two guys do have some talent, but you got people famous making money just because they get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, in a way, they're perfect for their times, unfortunately. But of course, our job is to ignore them, you know, because it really is a time waster. You can waste your life paying attention to people who do absolutely nothing in the world of celebrity.
Oh, Lauren, you shouldn't talk about the Kardashians that way.
but here's the other thing, too, because you remember the Tupac Biggie Smalls situation, mm-hmm. the greatest, you know, hip hop rap artists, both of them dead over these beefs. Now, it wasn't on social media. It was in their music. And to me, it's almost anybody remember slap boxing when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Everybody slaps and you slap back, but then somebody hits too hard.
Right.
Okay. And God forbid that anybody hit Floyd Mayweather too hard, mm-hmm. literally or figuratively. And I think that this is just really, really messy. I think it's some of the wealthiest men in pop culture, in black pop culture right now.
Well, see, that's what makes it even more tragic. I mean, the African-American community can ill afford to waste time on nonsense and trivia, which is what this is. I mean, if these guys want to do their thing, okay, whatever. But we're not a community that can afford to waste time on foolishness.
But one of the things that I'm thinking about is that just because you're a male doesn't make you a man.
That's true.
And so, you know, they come with, I guess all of us come with our insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you have a couple of $1 million, it might be more apparent than someone scraping my dollars by and all that type of stuff. But I think that that's something that that we need to look at.
Yeah. Absolutely. I need to take a break. When we come back, your phone calls at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're sitting at the Reporters Roundtable. More after the break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are reporter James Wright with the Afro-American Newspapers, Lauren Burke, managing editor with Politics365.com, and Barrington Salmon with the Washington Informer. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're going to talk about Ferguson, Missouri in just a bit, but I do need to go to the phone lines with this current issue. Pantera calling from Clinton, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I would like to comment on the Mayweather and 50 Cent beef.
Okay, go ahead.
From what the rumors are, I guess they're rumors, it's more to it than what they're saying.
What are you hearing, Pantera? Educate me, inform me.
Mayweather is not only beefing with 50 Cent, he's beefing with T.I. and Nelly as well. And I think it's all stupidity. I think the Ferguson situation is more important than this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being, like, blown out of proportion and being more made attention to than this situation. Like, I watched the Ayanna Benzant program yesterday mm-hmm. when she was in Ferguson to try to find peace and healing. And I think that was more inspirational than hearing about them fools go back and forth about who can read and who can't mm-hmm. and who slept with who. And it's just too much.
Yeah, I agree. Pantera, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Mike calling from Washington, D.C., Southeast. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. I want to comment on the Floyd Mayweather thing also.
Go ahead.
My comment is that if he wants to give a three-quarter of $1 million away, mm-hmm. why can't he if he is that desperate for attention, why can't he give three-quarter of $1 million to a poor, deserving family that needs it
yeah.
instead of always giving the money to charity? If I have that kind of money and I'm a black millionaire, I'm going to find at least once a year, I'm going to give $1 million to a poor, deserving family that needs it. And with all of the important issues that's going on today, especially with that problem down in Ferguson, also with the gentrification issue that's going on in D.C. right now, where people, where these politicians are in overdrive to try to throw out the poor and working poor blacks. That's more of an important issue than this garbage that they're doing.
Well, you know, Mike, you can stand in Southeast or Northwest or Southwest or Northeast in D.C. or any place practically in the country. Close your eyes and throw a rock and hit a needy family in the head. I think that you make a great point. Thank you so much for your comment. I want to switch gears just a little bit on Reyes. Don't go anywhere because we're going to get to you. I want to just throw this out here before the break. It has been a little bit more than 2 weeks since the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Where are we now as African-Americans in this? He was laid to rest on Monday. You know, what are we doing to address this issue as we wait for the very slow wheels of justice to turn? I'm going to take your phone calls about that as well at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of the Reporters Roundtable and the top stories of the